Hi, welcome to another installment of Black Trans and Beautiful. We want to give a shout out to one of the best grooming businesses in Delaware. Go on over to Paws and People, the Paws Spa and Boutique. And again, this is Paws and People 2. Honey, when I tell you they do great work, it's our 4390 Summit Bridge Road, Middletown, Delaware, 19709. You can call them at 302-376-8234 and go to Paws and People 2, that's Paws and People, TOO.org, and book your appointment now. You can also find them on Facebook, Paws and People 2. Y'all live, love, and be free. Let's start the show.
That's what I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.
Leslie on the beat.
What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Yanni Taylor. I'm just so glad to be back with you all. I have a couple of things that I really do want to talk about on today. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite singers, B. Slade. He is one of the baddest artists, entertainers, singers, musicians, dancers. He's very well known for his hit Lord Make Me Over, even his most recent album Be Slave. He has a Starbucks explicit and clean version, the Onyx Dolphin, Low Radar. But one of my hits that I've been playing all day today, it's his new hit, and this is a hit, y'all. I've been dancing around the house on my lunch break, called Diana Prince. Check it out. Okay, y'all go ahead and get that song. Support your artist, honey. Don't illegally download it. Don't bootleg it. Go to bslade.bandcamp.com. The links are posted in our information section, description box. And y'all can follow him on Twitter. On his Twitter handle is @bslade. Now, y'all go follow him. I love this guy. Oh my gosh, he's such an inspiration to the world. Oh my gosh, he's an encourager. Hopefully one day I can work with him. Hopefully one day I'll be, you know, on that level. And, you know, I thank God for his teachings and everything. He is a vocal ninja. He's a vocal Bible. He is a vocal everything, okay? That's all I'm going to say. And y'all, just support him, okay? Now, I want to thank everybody for coming on and, you know, commenting on my YouTube channel and talking about the whole Wendy Williams debacle. As you know, she did apologize to the Clark sisters for the shade that she threw, saying that they are not a number one group. They need to step their game up. Of course, she received a lot of backlash. Some of it was, you know, kind of shady. Some of it wasn't nice. But hey, it is what it is. When you dish something out, it comes back to you, okay? That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, nevertheless, she apologized, and a lot of people are saying, well, I'm not sure if her apology was genuine. I'm not sure if her apology was sincere. That's not for us to know. That's between her and God. And I really love how the Clark sisters handled their response. They handled it with grace and tact. They didn't bash her. They thanked their people for fighting for them, for going to the bat, for providing her with the facts, okay? Providing that girl with the fox, okay, darling? So, again, I'm excited. The Clark sisters have actually surged to number one on the iTunes charts as a result. So, the Bible says he'll make your enemies your footstool. Honey, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he'll lift a standard, and God will elevate you. Honey, God meant that thing, honey. When people talk about you, they're just giving you free publicity. And that's why I don't feed the trolls on Black Trans and Beautiful. I don't feed the trolls. The trolls. I don't feed the trolls anymore. But if there's an erroneous fact or an incorrect fact that they're saying, you know, I just go on about my business, give them the facts, and go on. I don't entertain a whole lot of mess and foolishness. But again, I want to thank you all. You guys can subscribe to Black Trans and Beautiful on YouTube. Our YouTube handle is youtube.com/YannickTaylor for right now. So again, thank you all for your love and support. And you can follow myself, as well as Amaya for Black Trans and Beautiful on Instagram as Black Trans Beautiful. Our Twitter handle is BTransBPodcast, and you can email us if you have dire concerns or if it's certain things that you want to talk about on the show. You can email us at BTransBPodcast, and of course, you can support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/BTBPodcast. I'm sorry, I gave y'all the wrong URL. That's patreon.com/BTP podcast. I was right. That's BTP podcast. Also, you can also hit us up on our Patreon page where we have bonus episodes, things like that at patreon.podbean/BTB. And I'm so very excited about live. Oh my gosh. And thank you all for your support for my podcast, Naked Colors. Anyway, so much has been going on in the news. Now, as usual, the White House is doing some dumb stuff. Now, The man that's in charge of the housing authorities, the Housing Urban Development Commission Committee, Ben Carson, wants to be a jackass. And he's deciding he wants to raise rent for low-income families, for low-income parties receiving federal housing subsidies. And he thinks that poor people should pay higher rent if they want government help. Ben, I have a fucking problem with that, okay? I have a freaking problem with that. You know why I have a problem with that? These people are low income. Most of them are living from check to check. How do I know? I've been in that situation myself. And how are you raising the rent on them going to enable them to get government help? They're getting government help because they can't afford the rent, jackass, or they can't afford good housing. Maybe you should come up with a plan to where housing is affordable for all people instead of raising rent on people. Really? And you can tell he's a black elitist. I mean, Ben Carson has his head up his butt crack. For real. He has his head up his butt crack. And I don't really understand why he's even on there, because granted, he talks about he came from the ghetto of St. Louis or wherever he's from, and I'm just using that figuratively, but he acts like he knows the plight. But if you know the plight, why are you oppressing the people from the same area, from the same socioeconomic status that you came from? You obviously forgot where you came from, and you're like Kanye West. You're in a sunken place. Speaking of which, as you know, Kanye West has made comments dogging President Obama, as well as voting his support for number 45. You in danger, Kanye. Kanye, you are now officially in the sunken place. I'm sorry. And even John Legend reached out to him and told him, look, you might want to rethink you pledging allegiance to number 45, to Donald Trump, because you know what this man stands for. You know what he's about. You need to be very careful. And you know, I've never been a big fan of Kanye. I'm not knocking his craft. He's a very talented, wonderful musician. But I don't agree with his political views. I really don't. I really do not agree with his political views. Honestly, I think they're trash. And if you are a black man downing a black president at that, and you're going up against a racist, honey, you really need to rethink that, okay? I'm yet praying for you, because granted, he lost over 9 million followers, and a lot of artists have unfollowed him, such as John Legend, Teyana Taylor, several people. And you know, I'm not real big on cancel culture unless you do something that is just very despicable. And you know, I just feel that Kanye should have known better. Now, we also have in the news Bill Cosby, and we're going to talk about Bill Cosby after a word from our sponsors. So y'all, live, love, and be free. Stay tuned. I have a lot that I'm going to cover in this episode. Smooches. Black Trans and Beautiful is brought to you by Podbean. Need a great, affordable podcast hosting site? Honey, come on over to Podbean. We have affordable rates, and you can queue it up to your YouTube, Tumblr, Facebook, however many pages, and Twitters, and stuff that you want. You can even put it on to your WordPress blog, your self-hosted blog. Honey, get your life today and sign up with Podbean. You can sign up through Black Trans and Beautiful with our special code. You can go to podbean.com/btb2017, get 2 months free, and then you can find an affordable rate for you. So if you're looking to get your word out, get your message out, or even spread your message of love and tolerance, honey, go on over to Podbean and sign up now. We'll love you forever. Smooches! What's going on, everybody? I'm back. Now, many of you know of Bill Cosby. He has been a forerunner in the entertainment industry for over 40 plus years. Many of you know his movies from I Spy, Ghost Dad. He was the spokesperson for Jell-O Pudding. First you take the pudding. I ain't doing all of that tonight. And his TV shows for The Bill Cosby Show, even the spinoff of A Different World, which he produced, created, wrote some episodes for. However, on last week, actually a couple of weeks ago, he went back to trial for sexual assault. And this has been going on for the last couple of years. It's all started back in 2014, 2015. And this, earlier this year, he went back on trial. Granted, they found him not guilty, or they acquitted him. Not acquitted him, but the case was dismissed. But they went back to trial. And a jury has found entertainer Bill Cosby guilty on today of sexually assaulting a woman at his home in 2004 in the first major prosecution since the Me Too movement put the issue of sexual assault by powerful men onto the national stage, which the Me Too movement was caused by the likes of Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey. Is not just limited to women, but men, transgender people as well, gender nonconforming, Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Latino, all people across the boards. 80-year-old Bill Cosby, who is a comedian and actor who has occupied the pinnacle of American celebrity for decades, is facing up to 10 years in prison for each of the three counts of aggravated indecent assault, though the sentence could be served concurrently. So he's looking at least 30 years, and you know he's about gone blind. So a lot of people are debating whether or not he's actually going to go to jail or not. But I'm praying that justice does prevail. Granted, Judge Stephen O'Neill discharged the jury. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Still asked to have Mr. Cosby's $1 million bail revoked, saying he was a flight risk and owned a private home. And you know, Bill Cosby yells out in the courtroom, "He doesn't have a plane, you asshole." And Mr. Cosby's attorneys quieted him, but Judge O'Neill also had an angry exchange with the prosecutor, noting that Mr. Cosby had already surrendered his passport and attended every hearing. The judge did tell him not to leave the country without any further order from this court. And Cosby's attorney, Thomas Messero, said he was disappointed with the verdict and planned to appeal. "We don't think Mr. Cosby is guilty of anything, and the fight isn't over." And he didn't respond to reporters' questions outside of the courthouse. You know how they yell questions and stuff out. And the verdict capped a nearly three-week trial in the Montgomery court outside of Philadelphia that some viewed as a referendum on the Me Too movement. The wave of sexual assault misconduct allegations against prominent men, and yes, some women, that burst in the view last fall. Andrea Constan, 45 years old, stated that Mr. Cosby gave her three blue pills at his home in suburban Philadelphia in 2004, January 2004, when she was a director of operations for a women's basketball team at Temple University, where Mr. Cosby was a trustee. And you know, he's gotten honorary degrees revoked. He's gotten certain things revoked, memberships removed. She said her legs became rubbery and that Mr. Cosby helped her to a couch where he penetrated her with his fingers. He basically fingered her as she lost consciousness. She states that she was weak, she was limp, and she couldn't fight him off. And Judge Stephen O'Leal allowed five accusers beyond Ms. Constant to testify that they were also drugged by Mr. Cosby in the 1980s when they were aspiring models or actresses. Four said they remembered being raped or molested by him. Even Lisa Bonet has said that she felt bad vibes coming from him. So, you know. And strikingly at odds with Mr. Cosby's past persona as an affable comedian star, he's had all of this stacked against him. Now, in a 2005 deposition, portions of which were read in court, Mr. Cosby said he had gotten several prescriptions for Quaaludes in the 1970s to give them to women he wanted to have sex with, much the same as a person would say have a drink. So that's kind of a red flag. Anytime somebody buys Quaaludes, they're intending on something bad nowadays. And Mr. Cosby's defense team tried to portray Ms. Constant as a con artist who made up the allegations to basically blackmail him for money. He paid her $3.38 million to settle a 2005 lawsuit she filed against him alleging the assault. And at that time, he had not admitted to any wrongdoing. And Heidi Thomas said that Cosby assaulted her in 1984, and she also called him a serial rapist. So, you have several women that are spoken out, and, you know, more recently, Janice Dickinson admitted that she lied about the whole allegations, and I'm like, girl, go sit your ass down somewhere, like, you know you lied, and you just missed the bus, you mad because you didn't get you a fat check. But, really and truly, from my point of view, I feel that because it was so many allegations that, you know, honey, that, you know, if it's more than three or four women, honey, something in the milk ain't white. If you have all of these accusers, just like R. Kelly, for some reason, I'm still trying to figure out why R. Kelly isn't in jail yet. I'm trying to figure out why they haven't put him in jail. He's holding a sex cult. He's peed on girls. And basically, money got him off his prestige. But honey, you're a predator. We even know how he was with Aaliyah at a young age. And I'm not speaking ill of the dead. But come on, we got to do something about these sexual predators. And I'm going to lead into another subject on this. And you know, my whole thing with this, even with Harvey Weinstein, why isn't Harvey Weinstein and the likes in jail or being held accountable? Are we looking at the works that they've done in the community as well as their power? Are we allowing that to not allow us to hold them to accountability? Now, although he's done some great things, his shows are funny, I still want these people to be held accountable. There has got to be some type of accountability from the likes of these people. They're out here molesting people, raping people, drugging people to have their way because they feel like, oh, well, if you let me do this to you, you can have this. And that's not the way that's supposed to go, honey. That's not right at all. So I feel that justice is being served. I hate that it happened in his old age, but you do the crime, you got to do the time. And for those that are saying, oh, that's just a way for them keeping a black man down. Number one, you cheated on your wife. Number two, you admitted to buying drugs. I don't care if it was in the 70s. You bought drugs to drug these women so you can have sex with them. Like, come on. And you have so many different accusers. It was like over 40 women. Come on now. Like, really, you are a serial predator and you need help. For real. And this goes out to anybody out there. So I'm going to leave that alone for right now because so many people are looking at the women as they did something wrong, but they're really the victim. And I have something that I want to say about that as we come back from another break. Thank you all for your love and support of Black Trans and Beautiful. We appreciate everything that you do. If you want bonus episodes or bonus materials, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/btbpodcast, or you can join us on our Patreon, our Podbean website. That's patron.podbean.com/BTB. Also, you can Cash App us at Yannick T Music. That's Yannick T Music on Cash App. And you can catch us at PayPal, paypal.me/YannickTaylor. Show us some love. Help us take this to another level. We have great things planned. Smooches! What's up, everybody? I'm back. Now, I was watching a Lifetime movie earlier today, and you all know that I absolutely love Lifetime movies. And one of the things that perturbed me about this particular Lifetime movie is that the character in this movie was a young girl. She was trying to find herself, and in the process of finding herself, she felt like she needed to have sex with a guy as quickly as possible in order to be a woman. And granted, from the fourth wall point of view, nothing actually happened. She didn't have sex with a guy, but he grabbed her panties that she had left behind, and everybody was calling her a slut, and she was like, no, wait, nothing happened. But the guy is like throwing up her panties. He's like, yeah, I smashed that to save his ego. Because if he didn't smash this girl, he was going to be looked at as a punk, as a sissy, you know, as less than a man. Which I found that very troubling, and I had posted on Facebook. So it's okay for a man to sleep around and be applauded, but if a woman sleeps around, is sexually liberated, she's called a slut, a whore, no good, loose. And I'm like, why the double standards? And this is oftentimes steeped in misogyny, patriarchy, abusive situations. And I just think that it's very stupid. And we find this also in the gay community as well. If a guy who identifies as what we call a top, who actually penetrates, he can sleep around with whomever he wants to and it's cool. But if a person who's a bottom, who gets penetrated, is sexually adventurous, sexually expressive, they're called a whore or a loose booty, stuff like that. And I think it's absolutely crazy, y'all. I think these double standards are crazy. And even within the world today, there are double standards for everybody. I don't care who. There are double standards for people of a certain class, just like with white people. White people can appropriate our culture, can appropriate black culture, and is deemed different, unique, is cool, is exotic. But when black people express who they are, we're called ghetto, we're called ignorant, we're called niggers, we're called all kinds of stupid stuff. And that's bothersome to me. And I want to know why the double standards, like for real. And not only that, with the double standards, you're portraying an idea of toxic hypermasculinity. A friend and I had a conversation about church. And we were talking about the fact that there's a new phenomena with the quote-unquote old school term for the new trend where pants wear their, where the guys wear their pants pants above their, the pants leg above their ankle. And it's stupid, if you ask me. Well, I know them as high water pants. It's where the hem is slightly elevated above the ankle or whatnot. And you see this now in fashion. And this one woman posts on Facebook, she says, you know, I don't want to see that. To me, that's like a guy sagging his pants. And I'm like, sagging his pants versus his pants being up on him, but he's showing a little bit of ankle, wearing shoes with no socks. Ain't nothing wrong with that. At least he's not showing his dingy drawers. And it's like, well, that looks feminine to me. That's nothing. That doesn't look manly enough. And, you know, that's perpetuating an idea that you have to dress a certain way in order to be accepted by society, accepted by the world. And I think that's just so stupid. That's dumb as hell. That is detrimental to anybody. Let people be them and let them express themselves without your stupid judgment. And back to this whole thing, with the whole Bill Cosby situation, it's funny how the people are saying that the are trying to hold the women as the criminal, saying that they are blackmailing him, that, you know, they, if anything happened, they asked for sex, and when it didn't turn out the way that they wanted to, they want to cry wolf. Could it be possible that they were attacked, they were molested and raped, that they did not ask for it? Come on. Just like countless stories of people admitting that they were raped or calling rape on someone, they're saying that, look, honey, you know, you asked for it by wearing that dress so short. No, a woman should be able to wear whatever the hell she wants to without being assaulted. If a man assaults a woman after just because she has on something nice and sexy and revealing, that's not the woman's fault. That's the man's fault. I will never forget a gospel artist, I'm not going to call any names, said, y'all girls stop wearing these short shorts, these tight dresses. Y'all are just asking to be raped. For you to say that someone is asking to be raped, that's blaming the victim. What about the perpetrator of the crime? They could actually control themselves, you know. They could say, look, I shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. She said, no, back off. No means no. Like, hell, what the hell? I don't get it with people who can't accept no. And I just don't understand why in the world we're so quick to blame the victim of a crime. They do this with black victims of police brutality, saying they shouldn't have resisted the police, when in fact they weren't doing nothing. They had their hands up and the police shot them. Need I say more? Not only that, but you notice a double standard with white killers, like the guy that committed that shot up the Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee, Nicholas Cruz that did the Parkland shooting, Dylan Roof. If that had been a black man, as soon as they saw him, they would have shot him on spot. He could have been just eating a piece of chicken and they would have shot him. And it's so stupid that we have these double standards concerning race, gender identity, sexuality, sexual orientation, sexual role, socioeconomic status, cultural identity. Let's get rid of the double standards and embrace all people without the bigotry and stupidity. And I'm off my soapbox. So this is all I had to really say for this episode. So y'all live, love, and be free. We're going to, Diamond and I will be back with another episode. So y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches to you. Have a great night.
That's what I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.